It's amazing to me that some people who claim to be Christians cannot find peace in their soul. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He talked to a woman of Samaria at the well, and he said to her, "If you will ask me, I will give you something that will quench the thirsting of your soul for peace and that oneness with God that we seek. Jesus will give it to you." Listen to what Jesus said when the woman at the well challenged him about giving her spring water out of this old well, and he didn't have anything to draw it with. It's in John, the 4th chapter, and the 13th verse. Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." And the woman said unto him, "Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come here to draw water." And Jesus said unto her, "Go call your husband and come here." And the woman answered and said, "I have no husband." And Jesus said unto her, "You have well said, I have no husband, for you have had 5 husbands, and he whom you have now is not your husband. And this you have spoken truly." You see, people are seeking something different than this spiritual well of water that comes forth. They're seeking the material water of life. They're seeking for their life to be better, to escape some of the circumstances of their life, maybe have more money. But what Jesus is talking about is a spiritual renewal. And to do that, she had to change her ways. She said, "Give me this water." She asked him for this spiritual water that she would never thirst again. And Jesus said, "Go call your husband." He was calling her to repentance. He was convicting her for her life. And you see, that's how we receive spiritual fulfillment. That's how we get this water of life that is not dependent on our outside circumstances of life. It's not dependent on whether we're rich or we're poor, whether we're safe or in danger, whether we're well or whether we're sick. It's a connection with the spiritual resources of God, the Holy Spirit, where we have peace and a oneness with God and love for God and love for others. And it's a continual source of renewal within us. Jesus can give that to us if we will repent, if we will turn from our sins, if we will receive Jesus into our heart and confess Him as our Lord and Savior. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the well of water that you've put within me. It's taken me through some very tough times. It's nourished me. It's strengthened me in dry times in my life. And it gives me a joy that I just can't express, a joy that's not dependent upon all the circumstances of life. Thank you, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.